Patreons.
Patreons. Saying it again?
Say patrons again.
Patrons again.
Yeah. So the two voices you're hearing are not the only two voices in the room, because...
Hello, patrons.
The fucking trio's back.
Yeah.
Singing and dancing. Well, no, we haven't been here for a few weeks again, have we? But
no, sorry.
There was a bit of this and that and moving dates and...
Bits and
butts and scrap merchants or something. But yeah, we did say, you know, it's going to be a bit here, there and everywhere. But we're here, and that's all that fucking matters.
It is.
And I tell you what is here, not physically, but by the time you hear this... Alright then?
Mm.
Oh. Have you shown me your foot in some sort of weird fetish?
Have you got a picture of your foot?
The stickers are here.
Doesn't mean you're getting them anytime soon, but they are here.
Well, they're not even here, though.
Oh.
So I don't know why I'm saying here. They're printed, and I just need to go and pick them up. Which will be sometime this week. Probably tomorrow. Hopefully, maybe.
Wunderbar.
So you will get your stickers. You will get your stickers. They are coming. They look good. If you're in the Discord, you've seen the pictures.
Great.
Yeah, what a lot. Cool, feel that, John. Looking at bulge. I don't know what that happened. That was weird. I didn't mean that. That really
feel what?
Me
feel
out.
What? I can't even see it. What am I feeling? I can't see it. I can't feel it. Is that a Q-tip or a penis?
For our American listeners.
Yeah.
What do we do? We haven't done it for so long. I can't remember. What's new? No, that's on the main one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just fucking winging a prayer.
Again.
Fuck knows.
Fucking winging a prayer.
I just want to do a quick shout out to all of our new patrons.
Actually, we do have one new patron.
Do we?
You know Billy Barker?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Billy Barker's brother, I think.
Not Billy Barker.
No, Ben Barker, mate.
Billy Ben Barker.
Billy Ben Barker, mate. Or the bees.
Brian Bedonley.
I was literally just about to go.
He's made a bit of
a Billy Barker?
Ooh, phone jacker.
No, just Brian Bedonley.
I was...
From Barrack and Barrow, Brian Bedonley's got a podcast.
Yeah, I did. I have seen
have you
some,
seen the clips?
I have seen
yeah,
some.
Yeah, I've seen the odd clip.
Wheels.
Which is weird because Phone Jacker and Face Jacker is getting on a bit, actually.
Yeah.
I think Phone
He's probably
Jacker,
running out of money, isn't he?
Probably.
It's like that, what was he called? Don
Vito?
Toretto? Oh.
What the fuck are you doing? Firmly. So much torque.
No. What was he called?
Don King?
No.
Donkey Kong?
The same sort of thing as Phone Jacker. Hello!
Trigger Happy TV.
Trigger Happy TV.
Don Jolly.
Yeah.
He was as on a podcast I was listening to recently.
Don Grumpy.
I think the problem is, though, if you're thrusted into the sort of limelight, as in you've got your own TV show or you're this and you're that, if you stop doing the TV show, it does feel like to us like they've just stopped it and they've just gone back to like working in Carphone Warehouse. It doesn't exist. But no, they're still on the circuit, just not with a fucking TV show anymore. Normally they resort to doing like getting the proper bottom of the barrel and setting up their own podcast.
No, but we were never famous, so that doesn't count.
No, that's very true.
Yeah, that's
very we haven't true. Come from here. We come from like here.
We were already at the
bottom. Started at the bottom, we're still there.
Yeah, we were at the bottom of the barrel and just scraped our way through it.
Started at the bottom, but the whole team fucking there.
I don't listen to that kind of music.
No, it's violent and...
Yeah.
That's not a bad song. Derogatory
they say, the N-word, which I am
women.
Not a fan of.
Nipple. Mm.
I only like the N-word when it's derogatory anyway.
Does it niggle at you?
What? Did you just say?
I said niggle.
Oh, and then he said it again. Oh,
I'll bleep that.
I'm going to bleep that so it sounds like
you said. Yeah, make sure you just get the first. Yeah.
Just the ooh.
The ghoul.
Mike, stop. We just made it easier.
Have you seen.
No.
On that subject, have you seen.
Talking Washington?
No.
Okay.
Talking about old TV shows, Bowl Selector.
Oh, yeah.
Old Craig David comes out the woodwork every 6 months or so going. Bow Selector ruined my life. It's like, no, it made you more famous, you jackass.
Yeah, we didn't know who you are because you had that bird on your shoulder the whole time.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
And a colostomy sack. Oh, my piss sack's burst. Fucking hell, Kess.
I miss Bo Selector.
But speaking of that, what's he doing with himself these
he's
days?
He's got a podcast like everyone else.
Well, I thought he'd done... What was that TV show he'd done that was really good?
Bo Selector! No, oh, wait, no,
sorry. Where he used to say Bang Tidy all the time.
Is that the one?
The one with the
panel, the sort of Ollie celebrity panel thing. Yeah, that one.
Oh, Celebrity Juice.
Yeah, Celebrity Juice.
I never watched it. But...
No, I never did either.
I did watch it.
It was basically him going on about motorboating Holly Willoughby, I think.
Mm. I mean, you would, though, wouldn't you?
Mm. What's happened to her as well?
Got old.
I know, obviously, she...
Got old.
Like the rest of us. Got old.
Stalker slash death threats,
yeah.
Didn't she?
Yeah.
But she sort of vanished off the face of the earth. When
Because old fucking old badger face, wasn't it?
Yeah,
fucking
Phil McCracken.
Phil McPedo, yeah.
Yeah. No.
Allegedly.
Sorry, no, he was brave, if you remember.
Stunning and brave.
He was stunning and brave because he was...
A nonce.
Diddling a child.
A bit like Hugh Edwards. Sex. Who is a nonce.
Same sex.
Well, speaking of nonces...
Talking of same sex.
Niall?
What'd I do, huh?
Either of you two done much reading on the old Epstein...
I've only bits and pieces that I've heard. I haven't actually read anything about it as such, but it don't sound good. I mean, it never was going to be good, but
well,
fuck
no,
me.
No.
See, this is... And I will admit... Right, two things I will admit here. One,
I mean, Bill Gates with gonorrhea is really funny.
Can you give me some tablets so I can slip to my wife on the sly?
Yeah, so she doesn't get the clap as well.
Yeah. Can you give me something to spike my wife with, please?
Yeah.
No, Billy.
No, we're not on the island now. No, I just mean, you know.
Yeah, no,
I got the clap on your island, Jeff. Come on.
Now.
El Jefe.
So I've not.
My name is Jeff.
I've not watched or looked into any of it, which I do plan on doing. I just haven't done it yet, right? So there is that. But then I also do think, right, imagine.
If all the people.
Imagine the people. Imagine if you did just go there for, like, we're doing a charity golf event. Feel free to
come
along.
Yeah.
And you come along, whack some balls and fuck around and do this and shake some hands and all the rest of it. And you go, thank you so much for having me. Got a shoot on, love you. Cheers, thank you so much. Jeffrey, pleasure. Giggly, whatever the fuck your name is.
Maxwell. Yeah.
Maxwell House, thank you so much.
Gillette Maxwell House, yeah.
you raise a coffee mix, you, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? All that, thanks, bye. You fly off. All of a sudden, oh, you're in the fucking flight logs. Yeah, I play golf. That's what they're all saying.
Yeah. Golf is a pseudonym for something, isn't it? It's like, no, I play golf.
I've seen the stuff about the pizza. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I mean, the problem is, right, what I thought about this, I thought, oh, I see what they've done there. They've kind of... Clever. Until I read more. And you know how, like, Cockney rhyming slang is, like, a bit obvious?
Yeah.
And you think, surely... I mean, I know it's the 60s and people are a bit thick, but surely that didn't work. Do you know what I mean? Where's your husband to? Oh, he's up the apples and pears. I don't know what that means. Where's your husband to?
Yeah.
No, oh, he's got blimey trousers. Where the fuck's your husband, you weirdo bitch? Do you know what I mean? I just kind of think, how could that really work? There was a point...
He's at the nuclear sub.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have egg on your boat race. Sorry? Do you know what I mean?
That was loads easier than saying face, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. Really was.
I'm going to have egg on my... But hang on, this all seems to rhyme. You know what I mean? But as I read more into this thing, it was like, oh, hopefully you've got some, you know, some nice pizza for me. Yeah, pizza. And then it was like, oh yeah, that pizza was tasty. And I think, subtle, you know what I mean? And then it got, like, I don't want to say anything, but it got really, like, explicit, where the point was, well, this clearly isn't about pizza anymore,
no,
is it? Do you know what I mean? And I was like...
These wrong'uns want Hawaiian pizzas. They want pineapple on their pizzas, wrong'uns.
You know what I mean? It was like, yeah, next time, get me some Russian pizzas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Twin pizza, know what I'm saying? It was like...
Twin boy pizzas.
Yeah. Boy-girl pizza, know what I'm saying? It was like...
Yeah, Billy Gates.
Yeah, now it's like, this sort of code you had, completely gone now. Do you know what I mean? You might as well say, God, I couldn't believe it when I spaffed all over that pizza. Whoa, do you know what I mean? It's just like...
This yeah, that pizza's arsehole tasted lovely.
Oh, no.
Oh. I liked it when the pizza shit on my chest and steamed it in.
Oh, no.
Can I have another pizza Cleveland steamer, please?
Is that
like the,
anyway.
Is that like the festive special at Domino's?
Oh, no.
The stuffed crust Cleveland steamer.
Oh, no.
The fetish special.
Nasty. Nasty.
Oh, lordy.
But fucking old Andrews.
Fucked, didn't
he? Mate, he's fucked, didn't he?
Genuinely.
Every which way.
He needs to be in prison.
Oh, yeah. He'll never see a prison cell, ever.
No. No, and it
because the Royals won't want a fucking trial because they don't want their dirty laundry being aired in public.
No, he'll be taken to Paris in a Mercedes S-Class and go under a tunnel, won't he?
Oh, no, they did that one once and people sort of cottoned on quite quick, so I think it'll be more subtle when they knock Andy off.
Yeah, but I think the difference is they were mostly upset when it happened to taking too soon Diana.
Yeah.
Who, lest we forget, had an E36.
Yeah, and an RS Turbo.
And an RS Turbo.
Black one.
And an E39.
And a 39.
And an Audi 80 convertible.
Nah. Anyway. and a beautiful lady who shook the hands of AIDS victims and all the rest of it, right?
Mm.
Great shame. All because our husband was knocking off some fucking howler.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Our hearts bleed. If, let's just say, that did happen, and they did the same thing to Al fucking Andrew Boughton Mint winner fucking whoever the hell.
Saxburg Coel, yeah, whatever
exactly.
It is.
We're going to go...
The Andrew formerly known as Prince.
Yeah, yeah. We're all going to go... Couldn't have happened to a nicer bloke. I hope the Royals done him in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because their reputation's a bit in the mortar, isn't it? A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, it'll go...
I think the two masterminds now are dead. The rest of them are all retarded.
Yeah.
So they can't, like, do a coherent plan.
No.
Charlie's there like, oh, my fingers appear to be getting bigger every day. Camilla will love this. Yeah. I'm not Islamic, but I'm going to pretend I am.
Why's Gandhi talking?
But I
look at my ears.
I don't believe that...
It.
I don't believe that, it.
Don't believe.
The Andrew, formerly known as Prince... went under the radar with the rest of the Royals.
They knew he was a nonce. His wife knew he was a nonce. His fucking daughters knew he was a nonce. They reckon his wife was quite heavily involved because there's letters and emails she sent to Hiffy about, oh, I can't believe... Even after he was convicted of being a nonce.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, you're such an amazing friend. I can't believe they've done this to you. Blah, blah, blah. It's like... He's been trafficking children.
Yeah.
And you're still speaking to the bloke. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, distance yourself.
Yeah.
For fuck's
you
sake.
You mad ginger nutter.
Yeah, and the other one.
Yeah.
But
I wasn't on your island, by the way.
Are you sure?
Or any part of it.
Are you sure?
I was one of the children they trafficked over years ago. They sent me back sharpish. Keep the little ginger one. With the
keep that fat wanker. That's got lift it.
How do I turn this off? Oh, it was annoyingly good.
Sorry, mate.
No, don't be.
That was very good.
When they're that good, you can keep them. That can stay in. I might not edit you being a racist now.
I wasn't saying the word.
No, I just... And there's so much, obviously, have either of you actually looked at the Epstein files?
No, I'll be honest, I haven't.
I've not tried this out myself, but apparently, if you go to jmail.com instead of gmail.com, it's basically a website that's been created that looks just like a Gmail account, and it's like you're reading his email account.
Right.
It says at the top, like, welcome, Jeffrey. And you can go through reams and reams and reams of emails.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know where you've been looking if it's...
Well, I looked on the proper US federal state thing. And the problem is I'd be fucked if I know how anyone is going to pull any real information out anytime soon.
Because it's all redacted.
Well, A, it's all redacted. Yeah. Like, there's so much of it that's redacted. And B, there's so much that is completely pointless. It is completely pointless it being on there. You know, like an email from Jeffrey Epstein to his...
caretaker.
Yeah.
Can you clean the pool? There appears to be...
Yeah, literally.
Something floating in it.
Stuff like that. We've got...
Michael Barrymore has been around
there. Yeah, we've been Barrymore the bloke.
We've got important guests. We've got important guests coming this weekend.
Yeah, get the semen out of the pool.
Can you make sure that there's 24 rooms ready?
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
You know,
yeah.
Well, does that really need? I don't think there's going to be any
boring. I mean, don't boring, get me wrong. There's going to be Bill Gates. This one should be good.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's going to be.
There's 25 rooms that are needed available.
Yeah, there's going to be some conspiracists that are like, oh yeah, but saying that he needs 24 rooms is code. We've just got to crack the code.
Tell you, Jeeves, could is you it? Make sure you bleach the dungeon, please?
Yeah.
24, what could that mean? Their age?
I mean, there's this whole thing. I don't know if you've seen anything or heard anything about it, of this the whole code word thing, like pizzas.
Yeah.
That they reckon that cream cheese... is
that just sounds that must be morbidly obese.
Give me an old woman. Give you, me cream cheese.
You actually don't know.
No, I actually don't. No.
Right. No. Well, there's.
Do I want to know?
Well.
You're going to tell me anyway.
Yeah. There's a huge thing, and there have been countless. There have been countless celebrities that have said this on live TV or on TV, accusing these people of eating babies. Like genuine.
I've heard bits about that.
Genuine.
Like human sacrifice and all that sort of crap going on.
And they reckon that a lot of the emails that relate to cream cheese are cream cheese's code word for baby.
Human sacrifice, yeah.
Why, though? Is it because they're rich and weird?
Well...
Do you reckon there's and there must be an element, I don't know why I'm asking it, do you think, there must be, of like, yeah, come on over, yeah, they're a bit young, I know that, get on man, it's fine.
Yeah.
Secret camera,
yeah.
Bosh, eat a fucking baby.
Maybe.
Or else.
Maybe.
Is he just that sick and twisted, or is it just a case of going, do you know what?
Or is it more a case of, you know that business thing that I want to happen, well, seeing as you're the Minister for Business... and I've got video evidence of you doing things you shouldn't be doing, you're going to do exactly what I want you to do, aren't you?
I mean, possibly.
I don't know, because there's an element of that, but I would think, that word would get out on that as far as, you know, you're rich and famous, and you say to me, oh, fucking old... El Jefe's invited me over to his island, you know, but I'm also rich and famous, and I've heard the rumour wheel spinning, and I say, just be a bit careful, because I've heard that he's blackmailed people.
Yeah. Don't get tap water.
You know, how do you think he's got into this position, and blah, 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 you know, he's blackmailed the fuck out of people, so don't do anything. Oh, right, yeah, okay. You would think that shit's... it would get out eventually if so many people that have gone to the island are innocent.
Not so much when you go, be careful. More, I wouldn't go if I was you.
Yeah.
But honestly,
don't let Gillette Maxwell house anywhere near your daughter.
But there's a golf tournament and Tiger Woods is going to be there. The Irish fella's going to be there. I just want to play golf with them too. Trust me.
Yeah.
There's no. Only balls I'll be smacking that weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're going to get balls and advice by Tuesday.
And I think I have this thought myself that these people are such high profile people that they just assumed that
I'm powerful. I'm going to
do who's going to do what? Who's going to do what?
I honestly, you know? I think it's a lot.
You're going to take us all down, all of us. You know?
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, these are the people that own all of. The news organisations, they don't own all the media companies, they own all this stuff.
But it's not necessary.
So someone who works for you says, I'm going to expose you for eating babies, they'll go, well, I'll just have you killed, so...
Mm. Yeah.
You know, try it. Up to you. I don't mind.
I honestly think, because I think if you're... if you're extremely talented, you're obviously very dedicated to what you do. I mean, if you're just like an actor that's pretty and you can get a lot of film roles or whatever, fair enough.
But I think that's a couch, Harvey Weinstein.
But I think if you're... an athlete, for example, who has basically dedicated their life to being fucking good. You have to be a certain type of person. You have to be incredibly selfish. And I also think that, like, once you taste fame as well, it's almost like a drug. And then I think, because of the pressures and influence and the rest of it, I think they possibly do other drugs. You know, you hear stories of, like, celebrities that are, like, straight as an arrow, but they'll just fuck a man for a laugh just because he can.
Mm.
And then you'll, and I think these people just have too much excess. They just go, I've set up all the hookers, I've done all the cocaine, I've done all the heroin, I've done all the men. Feed me a baby.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? There must be a point where you just do so much crazy shit. Like, if it came out back in the day, old fucking, you know, Tiger Blood, winning. If he came out, if they said, this interview is clearly off his fucking bonce.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had a baby the night before. You go, yeah, fair enough, because when you've done that much cocaine, yeah, what the fuck do you do next?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you've literally gone through all of Hollywood's hookers.
Yeah, exactly.
In a week.
You slept with old Hugh Hefner's payroll.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Men and women.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. Nothing will ever know.
But they say they're Satan worshippers and all that. You get them, they're all making the same hand signals when they're doing photo shoots and stuff like that. And that's it. Yeah, that one.
Funny how you know. Doesn't work in audio.
No.
Funny you know. I've seen the internet, Bob. Got to sign up. They wouldn't
completed
have
it. Yeah.
They went, no, you're a bum. Oh. I can do that.
Yeah. But, you know, there's also a conspiracy at the moment that Mr. Epstein is still very much alive.
Yeah, but they said that about Elvis for years.
But, and Adolf. You know, they...
Well, yeah.
He is still alive. Invincible. Oh, yeah.
Man. Super Aryan.
They even made a song about Michael Jackson still being alive. And the song was called Michael Jackson Is Not Dead.
I mean, if that's not proof...
Huh?
Who did?
I don't know who they were.
Oh.
It wasn't Michael Jackson himself.
I mean, if that's not stout proof...
I was like... Fairly sure we were just talking about Hitler. And I don't remember Hitler releasing any hit songs.
No, I
also can't imagine Hitler and Michael Jackson being friends.
Or alive at the same time.
Or alive at remotely at the same time.
Well,
unless Michael Jackson went to Argentina when he was very young.
Possible.
He might have met old Dolph then.
But saying that though, how would Adolf feel about him? Because he's neither one nor the other, is he, old MJ?
I mean, they
he's
reckon...
Like, 70s you? Ugh! To the probable fucking camps, maybe. You know? Knew you. Get on.
From the very little I know about Jewish culture...
Money.
Well, no. What I was going to say about what you were just saying is that from what I can gather anyway, Jewish people Jewish people take converts and put them in on a higher pedestal.
Yeah.
So whether Hitler would feel like that about MJ,
maybe.
He's converted, isn't he? You know,
he's converted. Yeah,
he's done the conversion course.
He's risen above.
He has. He's a higher rank now.
Yeah,
some might say. Although saying that, in his, he kind of had a bit of a dewy look about him, old MJ, towards the end. Not so much in the nose department.
No.
Sort of the opposite, in fact, actually.
Yeah.
Again, Hitler's like, you kind of look a bit like a Jew, but your nose is tiny. You know? And he got lots of money and too much power. Bulge?
any more other...
Racial stereotypes?
Semite? What is it?
Anti-Semitic.
Semitic, that's it.
Right, let's get off this weird subject.
I don't want to.
You said you want this to be a short episode. Cancelled. Deleted off the internet. Forever.
The only other thing I will say...
I mean, we're going to get cancelled one day.
Seeing as you brought him up anyway...
Ooh.
Is this is the other big thing that's going around at the moment, is that MJ was killed by accidental overdose because...
You're saying it's on purpose overdose?
Yes, a bit like, you know, the people that commit suicide with three shots to the back of the head.
Found in a bit of a locked car.
Yeah, all of that.
Zipped up in a hold-all.
But...
yeah.
Because he apparently tried and did, to an extent, expose some of what's going
really?
On.
I heard that one, actually.
Child trafficking is an enormous problem.
So they then pinned it on him. Said, well, you're a nonce.
Yeah.
Flipped the script and then, on him. You know what I mean?
Well, I think he kind of done that himself. I'm not saying he was one.
Maybe.
But I mean...
He's no Hugh Edwards.
No, I don't think it is.
But this is the whole problem with mainstream media, isn't it? Is that we've all been coerced and conditioned to believe that because of that documentary, Escaping Neverland, and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. He's a definite nonce. Like, without a fucking doubt.
Yeah.
You know.
Listen, you ain't got to tell me. You know how I feel about mainstream media dictating what we think and certain events that happen.
6 million thoughts you've had about these sort of things.
Well, not quite that many, because it's not mathematically possible for me to have that many thoughts. Fact as well, by the way.
Yeah. There's like a... If you look at his head, there's like a bottleneck in his head. So
yeah, it is.
The thoughts can't pass that quickly.
Fucking it's like hen-laid.
And, you know, this is the hard part, is that... We have all been so like coerced and conditioned to just, well, you know, you make your own mind up.
Yeah.
But we're going to tell you this bit, and this bit. And then the problem is that actually, when you sort of read into it a bit more, and you read about all of the other children that Michael Jackson actually helped, and you sort of think. Well, the problem is I don't know. Is that a fantastic cover-up? That, well, look, 99.8% of the children that I've had anything to do with, all I've done is been nice to them, kind to them. I've let them come and enjoy...
Poor word choice.
enjoy this theme park world that I've built for free for people who can't afford it, and you can come and stay with your family, and you can do this, do that, etc., etc. Love the sound of children's laughter and all of that stuff, and that's all the only reason I do it. But there's point two that is it or
but it's, because the thing is, well, if you scratch away at the surface, again, this applies to the Holocaust and Michael Jackson, but if you scratch at the surface...
The what cost?
You, hollow. Oh. You'll realise that, you know, Michael Jackson had a horrific upbringing. His dad was an absolute fiend. Yeah. Horrible, horrible man.
He was horrible bastard.
He was an alcoholic... Don't quote me on this, because I know fuck all. But I believe he was...
Allegedly.
Allegedly. What's he going to do? Come after me? I think he's dead anyway. Dead anyway. He was a gambler. He was drunk and this, that, and the other. And he was... There was nothing. And he realised one day, fuck me, my kids can sing, all right?
Money!
And was just like, you will fucking sing.
Yeah.
You know, no friends. No, none of this. They were beaten within inches of their lives. Horrible, horrible upbringing.
No, Jermaine, stop touching your sister like that.
Only I can do that.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Justin Timberlake's going to get a banger out in the future, and that's going to start the YouTube sensation. So, horrible, horrible upbringing. Didn't have a childhood, you know? Which can maybe contribute to some of his erratic behaviour.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he makes a success of himself off the back of the torture from his family, his dad. It's slightly twisted because the abuse from his father did turn him into this superstar that he is now.
Yeah.
And if he just wants to decide... What I'm going to do... Yeah, I'm not going to do the voice.
No.
But quite good, I thought. But anyway, you know, I didn't get a childhood. So you're going to have a lot of repressed feelings. He's not been a child before.
I grew up with fuck all.
Yeah. I wasn't able to be a child. So this is why they were like, hey, yeah, what's going on, boys? Like a child. He acts childlike, and he wants children to live a happy, fruitful, you know, childhood. Come to my theme park. Stroke my llama.
Yeah,
get into bed. Bam! You know, get into bed. Look at him; he's broken. He's thinking of a llama because they got long necks as well. Llamas, aren't they? And they spit at you as well. Don't they? It was like the alpacas.
I think both.
What'd you call me?
Pack of gunts. Let's get into bed. Yeah, let's have some popcorn. Yeah, let's get on in. But even like, what's he called? Old Home Alone boy.
Yeah, Macaulay.
He didn't touch me. Macaulkin, that's it. Yeah. He didn't touch... Oh, yep. He didn't touch me.
He must have, because you've gone to heroin. Well, yeah. Because I spent all of my money on coke.
Yeah.
And heroin was cheaper. Yeah.
Yeah. And the island hadn't opened yet, so I couldn't eat a baby. So fucking leave me alone, will you?
But you look at... Just going on the mainstream media... Giving you the whole Michael Jackson's a nonce thing. At the same time, the BBC were protecting Savile.
Yep.
Yeah. Because they all knew he was a wrong'un.
Yeah.
And nobody said anything.
No.
Nope.
And apparently Keir Starmer couldn't put him behind bars. Not enough evidence, apparently.
isn't he quite chummy with old Peter Mendelsohn as well?
Yeah.
I think it's time we fucking... I think Guy Fawkes had the right idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying. Lemonade Lifestyle meetup at...
Next November.
Fuck me. We can't organise a night to record, for Christ's sake.
No.
Yeah.
Let alone plot mass treason.
Yeah, that is true.
And the smell probably, I don't know if it's... I guess if the Houses of Parliament are full, it's probably bordering on genocide at that point, isn't it? It's not really mass murder. It's sort of on that fine line.
I prefer to think of it as thinning out the herd.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's what COVID was, wasn't it?
Oh.
Let's start bulge up on that, shall we?
Talk about mainstream media fucking let's see how much we can push people job. That was COVID.
Yeah.
So yeah, let us know your thoughts genuinely.
But
I don't want to keep banging on about it.
When you start to think about these sort of things with COVID, it's well known. That was a load of old horse shit.
Yep.
Michael Jackson, probably a load of old horse shit. You know? 9/11. A load of old horseshit, probably.
Definitely.
But, like I said, but if you say the Holocaust didn't quite happen as we were made out to believe, those fucking edge experts.
I think there's more and more people going, have we actually been told the truth about everything? Because, as I say, history...
It was only taken 80 years.
Yeah, but history is written by the victors. You know,
and I think this is the sort of... The hard part, isn't it, is that you cannot argue the fact that life in the concentration camps was... fucking appalling.
Mm-hmm.
There are thousands of images that haven't been doctored. These people are skin and bones. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to dispute that bit.
My granddad was when he came back from Italy in 45, 46.
I thought he was going to tell me he was in there then. So Christ, here I am denying it in a corner. Turns out...
No. He got captured in North Africa.
I never knew this. You'll have to talk about this one.
Yeah. Oh, right. No, he was...
Fuck the main episode. Tell us about this story.
Basically, went off to war, as men did back then.
Sexist.
Yeah. Ended up in North Africa fighting... Was it Rommel? Was he the German general in North Africa? Anyway, whoever it was, ended up...
Whereabouts in North Africa? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's a brook.
Maybe.
Yeah, but I know he was in North Africa. The Sherman that he was in got blown up.
Right. Oh, so he's proper like...
He survived. Lost a finger. But he survived. Got captured by the Italians. Ended up in Italy. And...
If you're going to be captured by any nation, I mean, I wouldn't moan at Italy. No disrespect. But, I mean,
but...
Those angry-looking Germans, or the sort of quite well-dressed, well-fed men.
Yeah. I mean, it was still a fucking POW camp. Yeah, it was still brutal. I mean, it wasn't like...
Butlins.
No.
Same thing.
Way better than Butlins. Way cleaner. Food was better and all.
None. Still better than what they fucking serve at Butlins.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like Burma. It wasn't like... That kind of prison camp. That was
Burma
pretty...
on sea.
Burma on sea. Yeah. Yeah. But he basically was captured, spent 3 years in a POW camp, come out of skin and bone, obviously.
Mm.
Got home. You know, carried on.
Is he still with us or not?
No, God, no, he's long gone. 97 he died.
That's a ripe old age, mind.
No, 1997 he died, you spastic.
When you were 40.
Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah.
Way back then.
Like we've said, I personally, I got told about this a good 15 years ago. My dad told me, mutual friend of ours, he said, you never guess what he said to me. I was like, go on. He said, he was trying to convince me the other night that the Holocaust didn't happen. And I went, fuck off. I was like, how can he say that? Because he's the man in question, self-educated.
Yeah.
Very, wants to be sort of clued up on everything. He's not religious, isn't it? Well, no, he's Irish, so he's... that's very complicated over there, but he's something.
He's either Catholic or Protestant.
He's one of them. Yeah. I don't want to fucking
An orange man. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not Trump.
But he's read the Bible, he's read the Quran, he's read this. He's not prejudiced in any way, shape or form. He just wants to know as much as he can.
Fuck off, he's from Ireland. Of course he's prejudiced.
So I thought, how can...
Someone so learned.
Yeah, say this. And I was like, what the fuck? And Dad was like...
Done the maths, boy.
And my dad was like, well, to be fair to him. And I was like, no, Dad, no. And I was like, come on. And he was like, no. He said, but this, this, and this. And he's like, well, how do you know it happened? He said to me. I was like...
Because my textbook at school told me.
We were taught it. Yeah. We've seen the pit. And he said, but you know this, that, and everything. You know that not to be true. And I was like, yeah, but Dad, come on. And I had that whole thing.
Yeah.
And then the more I looked into it, the more I thought... Yeah, something stinks here. Mm. I'm not a denier.
No.
I'm not saying it didn't happen. It's just...
The scale might be off.
It was horrific. It was but horrific, it, but not anywhere near as bad as we're led to believe. As
no,
as that.
Going back to what we were, you know, we joked about, but with COVID, you know, how many fucking deaths did they report? COVID-related deaths?
Yeah.
And then, well, how many people... Daily have died from COVID, and it
turns out,
fucking hell, this is like serious.
Yeah.
But then when people were starting to actually
look
into this and look at the data, they were like, well, I mean, hold on a minute.
He got run over by a bus.
Yeah, hold exactly. on a minute. This man's fallen off a fucking a second story ladder.
Yeah.
But he had COVID the week before.
Yeah.
Well, he had a positive test within the last 28 days, but he fell off a ladder, so it's definitely COVID that got him.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Not the great fall on his head.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole thing of...
Must have been the COVID that got him.
Oh, if you stand up, it'll get you, but if you sit down in a restaurant, it won't get you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You've got to wear your face mask if you're walking through the restaurant, mind. Right. Yeah. So how am I going to eat? Well, you take it off then.
And do you remember seeing... yeah.
But make sure you eat a substantial meal. What's that? A scotch egg or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
But do you remember seeing, like, they'd have a band on the telly, and it'd be like a brass band or whatever, and there'd be people there playing wind instruments.
Yeah.
With a fucking mask on, with the front cut off. It's like...
I've seen that.
What the fuck are you...
Honestly, right?
How are people...
You could show some of this footage to somebody in a few years' time and say, this was a sketch.
This actually happened.
No, this was a comedy. This is a sketch. Look at ha, ha, ha. And then at the end you can go, I'm only joking. This was fucking real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This everything that I've real. Told you is was a joke. Yeah. That was a joke.
That was, and they would believe you. And until you said, by the way, no, that all actually happened, they wouldn't believe that bit.
So fucking absurd.
Because it is, playing a trumpet, like I said, with a face mask on. With a hole cut in it, so you can get your trumpet in it. What's the fucking point of face mask then?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like...
Why isn't your trumpet got a face mask on the end?
Yeah, you have a mask on the end of the trumpet. No, you're like... Bam, bam, bam.
COVID, not COVID. COVID, not COVID.
Meanwhile, Matt Hancock's in there fingering his secretary.
Yeah.
Whilst going, you can't go outside.
Of all the people for that secretary to let finger bang her as well.
I know.
On camera as well, without unwittingly.
I'm assuming she didn't know about the camera.
Well, no. Matt Hancock did, though.
Matt Hancammon. No, I'm saying.
Just,
anyway.
The fact that...
What'd you call me?
Yeah? Fat wanger. the fact that... People were scared enough to actually go along with something so fucking absurd.
Well, I think what that has done is basically...
Because it was like 2 weeks. I took it seriously for about 2 weeks and I was like, I don't know anyone who's ill. I work in a warehouse with a load of people from all over the place.
Mainly Poland.
No, they were actually... A lot of them were actually English.
What?
I know. like people from Exeter, Columpton, Tiverton, Crediton, all over the fucking
place. All outstanding
place.
People, yeah. Outstanding members.
No, they were all into their sisters. literally.
6 inches deep into their sisters.
but all over the place. There was no masking, there was no social distancing while we were at work. If somebody important turned up, the supervisor would be like, oh, just try and look like you're taking it seriously. And
I don't need you because I've got this $1.99 lanyard off the internet that says I don't have to wear one.
Yeah.
Well, I can't offend you, so you just go
back
to
business. Yeah, it's bollocks, isn't it? But I was like, if this is ripping through the population like they say it is, someone in here would be ill.
Yeah.
Or not here because they're ill.
Yeah.
And everyone's here.
Yeah, and they're fine.
And everybody's fine.
Do you know what I also think? When I look back, I think, sorry, I just think to myself...
He's not.
It almost seems weird. Because March, he shut everything down.
Yep.
Mm.
June, opened everything back up again.
Yep.
It can't be that serious if we're just shutting it down for 3 months. If it's that serious, if it genuinely was that serious, we were dying from it.
The way I look at it...
You'd shut everything down and go, we're not owning it, everything's fine.
The way I look at it is, at the point, the people in government are still in number 10, and they're still having meetings and all the rest of it, and they're still going out and about. It's like, there's nothing going on. If they're in a bunker, shitting themselves, and we're under martial law, that's where you know it's serious.
Yeah. Exactly that, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm glad they made a hash of it. you know what I mean? Yeah. I'd much rather there was trumpet players with a hole in their mask than, you know,
the They reckon, that the one I've heard recently is that the Chinese released it because their population was becoming unrest, like civil unrest was happening, and there were protests going on. The Chinese Communist Party went, well, we can't have that. And they've either let out a virus that petered out quite quickly, or they've just made it up. Blatantly lied to everyone and gone, well, no, it's for your safety, you've got to stay in.
I think they went to those secret laboratories and got out the mumps, measles, fucking getting them. Quite a strong flu.
Quite a strong flu. That seems, we'll do that.
Keep the measles to one side.
Yeah. Keep the weaponized Ebola to one side. Yeah.
Bird flu next. You know what I mean?
You know,
just a bit of a quite a strong one. We're knocking for six, mind.
Yeah.
For a couple of days.
If you're old or you're already ill.
I mean, not me for six. It was, in the terms of a flu, it knocked me for six.
Yeah.
And it lasted 3 days, and I was right, it's raining again.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, the thing is, there was a horrible flu going around at the minute, or just has been.
Yeah.
And
it was worse than COVID.
Yeah, people going, oh, do you know what? I feel really bad. I think I must have COVID. Do a test. Negative. Because what we've got going out there now...
Why the fuck would you is be worse testing than COVID? 6 years after the fact? Why have you still got tests? What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Oh, you got a cold? Yeah,
do you feel ill? Right.
I've got a headache and my nose is running.
Don't go to work then.
Have you done a test? No, these are the symptoms of a cold. I have a cold.
Yeah, test for what?
Test for what? Yeah, I tested. I blew my nose into a piece of tissue. There's fucking snot everywhere.
Yeah.
Yellow's fuck. I've got a cold. Next. You know what I mean?
Beth wasn't very well for like 3 days. And I didn't...
Getting bored in too, weren't I?
No.
Where are you going?
And
my open door is...
It's hot in here. Get the window open, I reckon.
It's like wet.
Yeah, get the window open.
You need a dehumidifier in here. But no, Beth had like this coldy, fluey thing for a few days, and it was only a few days. I didn't not go and see her, and I didn't get ill.
No.
It's like...
So fed it. Bad. And I thought, she was like, can I just come out? Basically want you to look after me. And I was like, a boyfriend duty say yes. The fact I've got work tomorrow and for the rest of the week says no.
Yeah.
But I like a peaceful life. So yeah, of course you can, I'll look after you. And I thought, that's me fucked.
Yeah.
I thought, you can just phone in sick, I can't.
Yeah.
Mm.
I am fucked.
Yeah, who are you going to ring?
Not,
myself.
Yeah, it's engaged. Do you know what I mean? But not a sniffle.
Yeah.
Nout.
Yeah.
Anyway, before Bulger's head explodes, this is 45 minutes worth of Patreon. So I hit stop, John.
Well, I don't mind. I mean, we either just keep going on a Patreon and don't do a main ep, or...
I think we should do a main.
Okay, fine.
I've got some stuff to talk about as well.
Yeah, fine.
Nothing crazy. Right, Bolt say bye.
Bye.
Don't say bye.
Bye.
Now say bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.